Welcome to Celebration Voices, where each week we talk about personal stories of hope, discovery, and of course, celebration. We will explore how celebrating every day creates a ripple effect that touches friends, neighbors, and strangers. I'm your host, Michelle Schaff. Let's create some ripples. Hi, everybody. Thank you for joining me here on Celebration Voices. Today, I have on the brink a barbershop quartet whose members are Linda Harmson, Carol Kurtz, Tracy Wolf, and Jennifer Ramses. I'm so glad you guys joined me today. I hear you have a little song to share with me for National Barbershop Quartet Day.
We do. This is called I'm Feeling Fine.
I'm ready to hear it.
Well, I woke up this morning feeling fine. I woke up with heaven on my mind. I woke up with joy in my soul, 'cause I knew my Lord had control. Well, I knew I was walking in the light, 'cause I've been on my knees in the night and prayed till the Lord gave a sign. And now I'm feeling mighty fine.
Thank you so much for performing that for us today. That is the first live performance. Well, not live. performance for our podcast. What got you guys started in Barbershop Quartet?
Actually, it was early on. Three of us were in the chorus here in Bismarck. And then Linda ended up in the chorus as well, I think. And we were needing a baritone, so we snagged Linda, and the rest is history.
They've been together for a long time, the three of us.
The three of us have been together, I don't even know. We lost count of how many years.
So. Linda, when did you join us?
She's probably been...
It's 9 or 10 years.
9 or 10 years ago.
Yeah, we were together...
Probably 10 years before probably. That.
Probably. I think what piqued our interest with barbershop is that we just all love to sing harmony. Mm-hmm. And this was a way to do that with just the four of us. So,
and it's a great challenge.
It's a great what? I'm sorry.
It's a great challenge. I mean, it's not easy. I love to sing. I don't have a solo voice. I love to harmonize. And four-part is a challenge. Great fun.
And I think the other thing that brought the four of us together is that kind of all have the same mindset in you know, learning new music is important to us, and we put the time in to do that. So I think our work ethic, so to speak, is very similar as well.
So were you all singing in church or somewhere else, chorus at school or something like that before barbershop caught your attention?
I sang in high school choir, college choir, and then I joined the barbershop. Well, I tried out barbershop at age 21. And decided, no, not for me. And then I went back, oh gosh, I don't know, a few years, 10 years later probably. And that's when I started then.
So if there's somebody new who's interested in singing and is curious about barbershop, what kind of advice would you give them?
Try it. You'll like it.
If I can sing it, anybody can sing it. I didn't sing in the high school choirs or anywhere else. My mother actually talked me into coming and trying out, and I did it just to please her. Without the,
Mom knows
without
best.
Thinking that I would ever join, but that first night hooked me, and I've been there for many, many years now. So
Tracy has the voice that you don't find a lot in women, and that's the bass part. And so when she came to sing with us for a Christmas season, I mean, I had my eye on her from the minute she walked in that door and like snagged her and tackled her and everything I could to make her join the chorus after that Christmas performance. Because you don't find that voicing very often.
Well, you know, I know Barbershop is a little physical. I didn't realize it was that physical.
Yeah, but right.
I've seen you all perform before, and you do a lot of a little bit of dance with it as you go. There's a little bit of motion involved.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. True.
So, okay, April 11th is National Barbershop Quartet Day. Do you celebrate that? And if you do, what do when you celebrate that?
This is the first that I'm actually hearing about it. So
I know Linda knew.
Not yet, but we might have to celebrate this year.
And this year it falls on
it's actually Carol's, my birthday that
Carol's
day.
Birthday. So
oh wow,
we'll have to celebrate with her.
Could you work that in the calendar somewhere?
we could try. We could definitely try. There's actually another barbershop celebration in the summer, and I'm trying to remember what it's called off the top of my head, and I'm failing at that. So you sing together, you've been singing together for years. Where do you perform?
Mandan Band Shell every summer. We're part of that Musicians Association programming every summer. So we're going to be there in August this year. We try and do Christmas with the chorus. Generally, the chorus has a Christmas program and we are oftentimes on that. We love to go out during that Christmas season and just do some caroling at the homes. We've sung at the hospital, which is really great, standing down in the entryway there. Oh, it's awesome.
It's festival.
Dickens Festival this past year. We were up there in December and did a long program up there, which was a lot of fun.
And singing Valentine's.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And singing Valentine's. That's a big one for us as well.
Those are always fun.
Yeah.
A big surprise for people.
For sure.
So one question we always ask on the show is, what does celebrate every day mean to you? That is our motto at National Day Calendar. So what does that mean to you?
It means living life to the fullest. That sounds kind of cheesy, but doing the things that you love and being with the people that you really like. And for us four, it's us four, I guess, getting together as much as we can and singing, because barbershop gives us a lot of pleasure in singing it, or we wouldn't do it. So
we also talked about how, you know, when you think about enjoying every single day, because tomorrow's not promised to anybody. And so it's important to do the things we love to do now while we can do it together.
What are some of the favorite songs that you like to sing?
Oh boy.
Oh, we have so many that we truly love, and we've got some that we truly hate as well. but we keep trying. Oh gosh.
Probably in general, ones that are heard in other genres of music. We bring a little bit of soft rock and roll and country and
spirituals.
We have a lot of mm-hmm. spirituals. So songs that are familiar to people that they can then hear in the barbershop style is fun.
True. Yep.
And women and men, obviously both sing barbershop. Mm-hmm. Do women and men together sing barbershop?
There are getting to be more groups that are doing that. Yeah.
Is there? Okay.
Mm-hmm. I don't know that one here in Bismarck.
No.
Is there a mixed quartet or a mixed group?
Mm-hmm. No.
But maybe that could be something that would start.
Yeah.
If you could sing, this might be a surprise question for you a little bit. If you could sing with anyone, dead or alive, who would it be?
Oh, boy.
I like to surprise people once in a while.
Anyone dead or alive, who would it be?
I would probably sing with my mom again, since she brought me to barbershop. And she loved it, so
she did.
It would be fun to sing with her again.
That's a great answer.
Like that is a great answer. I agree with you.
I was thinking more like Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
That would be fun too. I agree. Was there any question that I haven't asked that you wish I had?
Well, I would throw out there the fact that singing is so good for you. It's good for you physically. It's good for you spiritually and
mentally.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. We wanted to name our quartet Cheaper Than Therapy because it really is. We went with On the Brink, however, because that kind of describes us as well.
But, and the other one was already taken.
Yeah. The other one was already taken. Yeah. But I appreciate the fact that it is mentally challenging and it really helps to keep you sharp. And I think that's really important for, you know, anyone to challenge their minds and then to reap the benefits physically and mentally from that as well.
We were talking a little bit ago about, you know, the past, what are we going on, year two, three?
Three.
Three now with the COVID stuff and, you know, how difficult times have been. But we really worked hard to stay together and we bought singing masks. We sang outside. We sang with the singing masks in our homes so that we could have that out. A couple of us were at home working. We didn't get out of the house. You weren't going to restaurants. You weren't going to movies or anything. And not even getting groceries. You were having them delivered to your doorstep.
Delivered,
so
right.
That was our connection once a week, per se, that just gave us some sanity through that craziness.
There's a huge social aspect to it. Not just the fact that you're a quartet, but then what you're communicating to your audience as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure you've met lots of different people in your experiences singing for them. Is there anything that sticks out in your mind as someone who you maybe have brought music to that you might not have otherwise if it weren't for the barbershop quartet?
Oh gosh, I think through our singing Valentines, perhaps.
Yeah.
I mean, we have sung at nursing homes and, you know, families were there while we were singing to their loved one and they're in tears as we're singing to them. And, you know, there's nothing better than that. You walk out and, you know, you brought joy. I mean, they were tears of joy, hopefully. I think that would probably be when you really felt like you touched somebody. Yeah.
And the
how do you, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say the difficult part with singing to someone who becomes really emotional, that you really touch in their heart and soul, is being able to kind of rise above that and not start to weep in the middle of your performance. And we have been challenged on many occasions to get through a song and let the individuals we're singing to embrace that moment of being touched emotionally and spiritually, even, you know. It's just great thing to be able to share that experience.
And I think the other portion of a quartet is, I mean, you see each other weekly rehearsing and you perform and whatever, but the other aspect of that is just being there for the in our lives that, I mean, deaths, births, marriages, you know, you kind of just celebrate all of that together too in a different way because you have been together for so long.
Yeah. You guys have, and I know you have because I've seen you perform for years now. And knowing Linda, and she makes sure I know where you're going to be so that I can show up whenever I can. And it's been a treat to see you all perform outdoors or at a church or at the during the holiday season. It's always been a pleasure. Have you traveled with your music? Is this part of Sweet Adeline? Have you been part of Sweet Adeline's and mm-hmm. traveled with that as well?
Yep, we belong to the Sweet Adeline International Organization. Our biggest travel is the competition stage, but we haven't had that now because of COVID now for quite a few years. So hopefully we're going to get back to that maybe in 2023. I don't know.
I think everybody's hoping it is starting back up for everything, not just, you know, sports and theater and mm-hmm. all of those things. We've missed it all.
Yes.
For so long.
Yeah. I think Linda's taken some national trips.
Oh yeah, I've done international. I've been to London. I've been to Seattle. I've been to Las Vegas.
Hawaii.
Yep. And New Orleans.
She's our world traveler.
Yeah. I'm pretty much grounded right now.
Her wings have been clipped. We have to get her back up in the air. Well, do you have another song for me? I didn't know if you did or not.
We could.
We know a lot.
Well, before you sing it, I do want to say thank you so much for joining me today. This has been a pleasure, and I can't wait for everyone else to hear what you have to say and hear your song.
Thank you.
It's a wonderful way to hear your celebration voices out there.
Thank you.
Thank you, world.
You're so welcome.
Ooh.
How about operator? We just said it. How
about you want to do operator?
Sure.
Hopefully. We actually sang that tonight. So
no?
No?
Tracy's saying no.
It's fine. I was just thinking of a different genre.
Oh, thing. True.
But I don't want to keep her here ho-humming until we can't.
She can cut this
crazy
part.
Crazy little thing about love.
Huh?
Crazy little thing called love. This thing.
Okay.
Called love.
Sure.
How about that one?
Oh, yeah, here we go.
Except Freddie
Mercury.
Freddie Mercury in three-part harmony. Boy, I'd like to see his reaction to this.
Can we
round
start?
Oh, yeah.
Ba-ba-da-ba-da-ba-ba-ba-da. For this thing I call love. I can't handle it. This thing I call love. Get around to it, ain't ready. Crazy little thing called love. Ding it, ding it, ding. This thing called love. It cries in a cradle all night. It swings with joy. It shakes all over like a jellyfish. I like it. Crazy little thing called love.
Crazy little thing called love.
Oh, there goes my baby. Bop, bop. He knows how to rock and roll. He drives me crazy. He gives me hot cold fever. He keeps me in a cool sweat.
Bop, bop, bop.
Bop, bop, bop. Bop, 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 bop. I gotta be cool. Relax. And get hip. And get on my tracks. Take a back seat. A hitchhike. I take a long ride on my motorbike till I'm gritty. Crazy little thing called love. Bop, bop.
Outstanding. Thank you so much, ladies. That was fabulous. I keep saying we need to get an applause soundtrack on here. I'll get Chris on that. Well, thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much for interviewing us and having us as part of your show.
It's been fun. Take care.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
And now we welcome back our sound engineer, Chris Vandeventer, a.k.a. the Sound Wizard. He gives us a quick peek at what we're celebrating next. So, Chris, what day should we check out next week?
Thanks, Michelle. April is Scottish American Heritage Month. Sunday is National Cinnamon Crescent Day, so bake up some of these delicious treats in your oven. Monday, we celebrate the song Louie Louie, first recorded in 1957. Tuesday is 4/12's Day on 4/12. And it's also Cheese Fondue Day. Wednesday, challenge your friend to a friendly board game on National Scrabble Day. And Thursday is time to get ready for spring on National Gardening Day. Friday, we round out the week with Take a Wild Guess Day. Next week is also National Animal Control Officer Appreciation Week and National Student Employment Week.
Thanks, Chris. Be sure to visit nationaldaycalendar.com for the complete list of observances. Share your Celebrate Everyday Stories with Celebration Voices by contacting us at celebrationvoices@nationaldaycalendar.com. We'd love to hear how celebrating every day has changed your life, inspired you, or given you hope. Celebration Voices is a production of National Day Calendar.